Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. The U.S. Congress has seen a chaotic 24 hours in the wake of the Pulse mass shooting in Orlando and other mass shootings. The Democratic members of Congress, the minority party there, held a protest. With the congressional C-SPAN camera turned off by Speaker Paul Ryan, the Congress members used social media, including live stream services, to deliver their message to the people. Now the sit-in strike is over, but what was accomplished and who won? We're joined by San Antonio Congressman Democrat Lloyd Doggett to talk about his participation in the strike. If you've got a question or comment, give us a call, 210-614-8980. Email questions and comments to thesource at tpr.org. Congressman Doggett, thanks for joining us.
It's so good to join you. Look forward to being in San Antonio soon. It was an all-nighter.
An all-nighter, yeah. So tell me about the genesis. Was this planned out? Someone said, I got a plan. We're going to have a strike. We're going to cause some chaos. We're definitely going to tick off Paul Ryan. But what was the goal?
Well, the goal is safety for our families. The number of people that are being killed in gun violence, Orlando, is just the most recent and tragic example. We just believe that if someone is too dangerous to travel with us on an airplane, they're too dangerous to get a gun, and yet now they can do just that, as many assault weapons as they might want. So common sense gun reform was our goal. This was a new tactic inspired by John Lewis, who led civil rights protests successfully with sit-ins. And so when the microphones were turned off, we stayed there to talk and discuss this matter over the evening, trying to focus attention on the need for action, the need for debate, not trying to dictate all the solutions, but saying, let's just have a free and fair debate. And in the face of that, Republicans were basically fleeing the Capitol. They abandoned the legislation they had pending and canceled all sessions rather than have that kind of debate about gun violence.
Paul Ryan called the 4th of July Independence Day break early, a week early.
Yes. Well, he called it a couple of days early. It was scheduled for next week, and our focus was let's stay here through that period and get this job done. Instead, he cut and ran early, departing Washington, although they don't have time to debate gun violence or Zika virus funding or any number of other critical issues, immigration reform, but there is a congressional baseball game tonight.
So even if Paul Ryan had allowed to have a vote on the floor, I mean, this bill has not moved through committee, but if they had a vote on the floor, it wouldn't pass because the majority are the Republicans, and they're pretty much in agreement that they're going to vote against this gun control. They're very much in tune with the NRA.
Well, you know, here with Independence Day approaching, I wish this Congress would declare its independence from the National Rifle Association, which I think does a poor job of representing gun owners and poses a threat to our families with its bad policies. But yes, the Republicans have a majority, and that's kind of all the reason why not permit a vote. If they really have the votes, then let their members be held accountable for voting against family safety. Maybe some of their members have got an idea of how to deal with this that's worth considering. Indeed, one of the three bills that we were trying to seek action on is actually sponsored by a Republican from New York City concerning background checks and better background checks on gun shows and the like. And the other is simply seeking to have the Centers for Disease Control study this epidemic of gun violence as a public health issue. Even that modest proposal were denied a debate on by the Republicans.
All right, let's go to the phone lines, the 210-614-8980. If you want to speak to Congressman Lloyd Doggett, San Antonio Congressman, about his participation in the sit-down strike in Congress, you're welcome to. George is on the line. Hi, George. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hello. The passions are so high right now, I think there's a lot of facts that we don't know. I think it's a bad time to try to push this stuff. There's stuff about Sandy Hook that's coming out and stuff about the Boston bombing that's coming out that's very concerning. So I think we should really try not to lose our rights. I think we've lost too many with 9/11 already.
Okay, George. Thank you for the call. And so, Congressman Doggett.
Well, George, I certainly think if your goal is to take no action, this is your Congress, because it's taking no action on most every major problem of the day. I had communication in the course of this action yesterday from Tiffany, a young mother-to-be in San Antonio. She told me how much she'd grown up around guns, likes to go to the gun range, is somebody who says guns are as Texan as saying y'all in her message. But she said, I'm about to have a baby, and I hate to have to explain a Sandy Hook or what a mass killing is or worry about my child. So just denying a potential terrorist the right to access guns until there's a thorough check of them, I think is a sensible thing to do. And I just have to believe that most people who believe in the Second Amendment or a gun owner think it's a sensible thing to do also.
But using the floor of the House in this way, and the breakdown of decorum and the violation of the rules, this creates a whole new set of problems. And I mean, there's all sorts of manners to air your grievances with the speaker. But you know, if this becomes the norm, what happens next? Are we going to start having fist fights on the floor, like we've seen in some other developing countries? I'd hate to see that.
Well, I would too, and certainly with Donald Trump, civility and civic discourse. Gee, Republicans were saying worse things about one another than they were saying about Democrats, but it certainly took a nosedive. We need some changes in the rules to give people of both parties an opportunity to bring their measures to the floor. I think it is an extraordinary move, and I was taken back by it a little myself when I first was advised of it. But, you know, these are extraordinary circumstances, and seeing my colleagues there, being with them, for a whole evening like this, hearing their personal stories, their passion about dealing with gun violence, in some cases their testimonies about friends or family members or neighbors who'd been victims of gun violence, including a number of law enforcement officials, it was very moving. And I hope if that kind of passion and the response that I got from San Antonio and that my colleagues got from around the country, if that continues, this won't just be a moment. It will really be a movement to try to change our law and protect our families.
Okay, let's get Robert on the air. He's called in. Robert, hi. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call. Thank you, Mr. Doggett, for your service to our community. I own guns. I love guns. But I don't think these type of guns belong in the community. And I agree. We need some gun reform, and I'm glad the movement is occurring the way it occurred yesterday. It's an extraordinary time. You know, I'm afraid to even go to the theater nowadays. And that's not the American way. And I'm sure a lot of other people, a lot of the other families, are think twice about going into a crowd in that crowded area the way I do.
Okay, Robert, thank you for the call. And Representative Doggett, your response.
Well, Robert, thanks. Your comments really reflect some of my concerns. You know, when we had Fiesta and so many great gatherings across Bexar County, when we have other upcoming events, or, as you say, just a normal trip to the movie theater or dropping a child off at school, there is that uncertainty there. And if we can't prevent all of these things, but we do need to deal with mental health. And I believe, as your question suggests, we need to deal with assault weapons. Some of these military-style weapons were designed for the sole purpose of killing people. And to keep them out of the hands of potential terrorists, I think, is absolutely common sense. And I think we need to look at assault weapons generally as to what purpose they serve other than to cause potential harm to other citizens.
In politics in America is pretty much the Democrats have decided we're not going to talk about guns anymore. We'll talk about other issues. We'll keep guns to the side. What changed? Now suddenly, I mean, we've had these terrible shootings, but we've had lots of shootings. Is there something in the wind that's telling your side that this is an issue that you can win on now, even though it hasn't been in the past?
Well, you're correct. I've been involved in this issue since first coming to Congress a number of years ago. And for many years, the NRA has just simply been so successful that it's kept it off the agenda. The only bills that come up that deal with gun violence are those that are used by the NRA, contrived, perhaps dealing with laws within the city of Washington, D.C. to make people look anti-gun when we're not. I think what has changed is the tragedy on top of tragedy, this most recent one in Orlando, coming along at a time that more Americans are saying, you know, just a moment of silence followed by months or years of inaction, that's just not right. And I don't know that we can move to victory with these measures next week or this month, but I think with a new and better Congress, we do have a chance of finally seeing some action on this.
Okay, Congressman Doggett, I appreciate you calling in and giving us an update on how things progressed with this sit-in. We'll see if it actually results in the goals that you have called out for, trying to get at least get a vote on the House floor dealing with these gun restrictions. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back. We're going to talk about the blind catfish thing that they found. This is The Source on KSTX.